the Hebrew Shava. The Shava is a mark that looks like a colon placed under a letter that does not have a vowel mark. The Shava directly affects how to divide a Hebrew word into syllables. The Shava may be vocal or silent. The vocal Shava represents the sound of the letter without a vowel. When it opens a syllable, it sounds almost as if you're trying to pronounce a letter by itself, followed quickly by an eh sound or an a sound. Usually it will transliterate the vocal Shava with the letter E, or sometimes with an apostrophe. The silent Shava is used to provide a stop to a syllable. We will not transliterate the silent Shava at all. Note that the Hebrew guttural letters cannot take a vocal Shava but use a chatef form instead. The chatef form is really a combination of the Shava with one of the other Hebrew vowel signs you've learned. There are four cases when the Shava can be vocal. Number one, when it begins a word. Number two, when it appears as the second of two Shavas in a row. Number three, when it appears under a degesh forte, that is a dotted letter. And number four, when following a long vowel. Hopefully all this will become clear with the example shown below and as you practice your Biblical Hebrew. Let me just add that it's common for people just learning Biblical Hebrew to stumble a bit over the Shava, but I encourage you to just press on. Fumble through if you must, but eventually it will become clear. You'll know by induction, that is after seeing a lot of examples, how the Shava really works. I've been teaching Biblical Hebrew for years, and you'll just have to take my word on that.